But then he goes off to, kick the vampire's ass and save the day and all that. And, it's cool because you can tell he's a little different than normal, and he's kind of got that dark eye to him, dark eyes and all that stuff. But it doesn't get like supernova hot until he has to fight the vampires. It's good until then because they have a lot of close-ups of his face, and I enjoy close-ups of his face. And he's definitely on that like edge of control thing, which is hot. But then and then the machete. Oh, you wouldn't think a machete would be so hot, but it is. But when he starts fighting the vampires and he just turns into like the super super competent, super dangerous hunter combined with vampire abilities, like he's faster and stronger. I mean, he jumps off the freaking balcony. It was hot. I've said hot a lot. I think we're getting the theme here. But when he starts getting like blood spattered and he's slicing heads, and it's graceful almost. It's like graceful violence, and perhaps I should be worried that that's, so intensely hot to me, but it was. And Dean, as a badass, guy who took on a whole nest of vampires by himself, is pretty amazing because we've already seen vampires are hard to kill. So it's cool and hot that he can do it. And I just love the fact that he's almost like letting his bloodlust, like he wants to drink blood. He's a vampire now, he can't help it. But he actually kind of channels the bloodlust into killing the vampires, but you can see that it takes a toll on him, like on his humanity by the end. And it's just, he's so dangerous. I just love that. But the part, I love the part where Sam and Samuel find Dean with the body of the head vampire, and he's so still and like covered in blood, and you're, I don't, oh, it shouldn't be hot, but it is really hot. And you just know he's almost to the edge of losing it completely. And by the time they get him back to the motel, he can't think, he can't see, he wants to like rip necks apart, and I don't want him to because that would be bad, but at the same time, the almost loss of control is very, very cool. And then he actually gets to turn into a vampire during the cure for a second, which I didn't think I would see either. And I don't know why that is still, he's still gorgeous. I mean, the fact that he's still gorgeous when his eyes have turned like black and his, all the teeth and everything, and you still are looking at him going, "You are a beautiful, beautiful man." I don't know how he does it. It's just, good bone structure, good genetics. I don't know. Whatever it is, I like it. So now that I have gone on for a very long time, I think you have an idea of how I feel about Vampire Dean, and I will stop embarrassing myself now. Good night.